First quarter results out from PayPal. This is drill down earnings. We're going to take a look at those numbers because this is the business story behind One Stock on the Move. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. When we look at these PayPal numbers, we see some business that's doing okay, but not really great. So net revenues for this company up 9% to $7.7 billion. And their GAAP operating income, that's essentially their profits, right? At least their operating profits of $1.2 billion. That was up 17%. But when we look a little bit deeper at the business story behind those headline numbers, yeah, we see some kind of steady growth here and profits are okay, but not what you'd expect in this economy and from this technology, especially with all the competition that PayPal is facing right now. In particular, the branded checkout business was fine, but the Venmo business actually growing more slowly, only at 8% year over year. Now, it's only 17% of revenues for this company, but one might expect that business to be doing better. Certainly, the company expects it to be doing better. We're going to hear from the CEO kind of suggesting that they're sucking when it comes to Venmo. Active accounts down 1% on a year-over-year basis to 427 million active accounts. That's someone who's used the service in the last year. Monthly accounts up to 220 million. I guess that's good. I don't know. The increase in transactions is good, however, 13% year-over-year growth. But when you're not growing accounts as well as growing transactions, it slows the growth. And that's what you saw reflected in the stock price. So when the numbers came out, stock's up about 2% over yesterday's close. Initially, the stock bumped up, but during the conversation on the conference call, it sold off, so looking at a 2% growth since yesterday. And the stock up 11% for the year. That's about half the increase in the S&P 500. That's not good. Now, what was interesting to me is you heard Alex Chriss, the new CEO, actually think that their Venmo business is not doing well because they're screwing it up. Listen to what Alex Chriss had to say about his disappointment with how the Venmo business is going.
On the positive side, we have, you know, the leading P2P platform with incredible customer base, with disposable income 22% higher than the U.S. average, 60 million monthly active users and 90 million 12-month actives. So this is an incredible platform for us to work at. As we've talked about in previous calls, and I'll reiterate here, I'm dissatisfied in how we've really thought about monetizing the platform and really thought about delivering, in many ways, just customer experiences that they're looking for, right? Customers of Venmo are looking for dollars and looking for an alternative to traditional mechanisms when dollars are flowing in, and they want to be able to use Venmo for all of their expenses. Just to give you, put some numbers behind it, there's $18 billion of net new funds that flow into the platform of Venmo every single month. 80% of those dollars leave within 10 days. That is just unacceptable.
So Venmo customers putting money into Venmo and taking it out as soon as they can get it. Of course, PayPal wants them to keep that money and put it to use. Net margin is walking out the door. They don't like that. We're going to have one number that tells you a whole lot about where PayPal is right now and really summarizes a quarter right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
So first quarter results from PayPal, and what we saw here was a business that's growing a little bit, but not great. Not adding to numbers of users, but transaction levels increasing. So net revenues up 9% to $7.7 billion in the quarter, and profits up 17% to $1.2 billion. But what you really saw was in the guidance. They talked about in the conference call how this was a transition year for the business with a CEO that's also new to the job. But I promise you to bite one number that means a whole lot. That number is $5 billion. Sounds like a lot, because it is a lot. That's the free cash flow the company says they're going to have this year. But that also is how much they're going to use in buying back shares. It really suggests that they think this is a kind of a year where we're not going to see terrific results. They'd rather accumulate the shares with their free cash flow than investing in the future of their business, because they're going to change that business and hopefully get better results out of Venmo going forward. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check me out on all the socials, not least of which X, where you can find me at Corey TV, and Futurum Group on YouTube. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.